Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now the studio has got busy and here's some excitement. It's over to Darren Frehill and Jarlath Burns.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Karen. Delighted to bring you coverage of the draw for the All-Ireland Football Quarterfinals here on Radio 1. You can also, as well as listening to us on the radio, you can follow proceedings on the RTÉ News channel. And I want to take this opportunity again to welcome the GAA President, Jarlath Burns, into the studio to help us with this draw. Jarlath, thanks for coming along again. And we also have Fergal McGill, and Fergal is the Director of Player Club and Games Administration, and Fergal is here to oversee proceedings and make sure we don't mess up, basically, Jarlath, isn't that it? Which we won't. Eight counties left. We have four group winners. They are Armagh, Donegal, Dublin and Kerry, and they'll be paired with the winners of the preliminary quarterfinals from the weekend. That's Derry, Galway, Louth and Roscommon. The draw is subject to the avoidance of repeat provincial final pairings and repeat pairings from the group stage. And we have a number of repeat pairings. I'm just going to call these out. So Kerry can't be drawn against Louth. Dublin can't meet Louth or Roscommon. And Armagh can't face Derry and Galway. So Fergal, will you just confirm for us how this is going to work?
Yeah, we're going to do it in three stages this morning, Darren. So stage one, because Armagh can only play Louth or Roscommon, we're going to draw one of Louth or Roscommon to play Armagh. In stage two, Dublin, as people have heard, can only play Galway or Derry. So stage two, we'll ask Jarlath to pick one of Galway or Derry to play against Dublin. And then in stage three, we'll have Donegal and Kerry in bowl one. And then we'll have the remaining two teams from Louth or Roscommon, Galway or Derry in bowl two.
Okay.
So as we go through each stage, I'll tell people what's happening.
Okay, perfect. That is perfect. So will we get this underway?
Yeah, we'll start with stage one, which, as I say, this is to see who plays Armagh. I'm going to draw it here. Obviously, the Uachtaráin being an Armagh man.
We'll keep him out of it for now.
It's going to be one of Louth or Roscommon. And it is, Darren, Armagh will play Roscommon.
Roscommon, massive performance from them over the weekend. And they will face Armagh next weekend. So now, up next we have Dublin.
Yeah, we're on stage two. So this is to see who Dublin plays. So they will play one of Galway or Derry. So I'll ask the Uachtaráin there to draw.
Dublin, the champions. Had this extra week to prepare for this game.
Galway.
Dublin, Galway. I had a feeling that was going to happen, Jarlath. Really did. So we're on to stage three now.
We're on to stage three. So in bowl one, we have Donegal and Kerry as the group winners. And in bowl two, we have Derry and Louth. So just to note here, only one pairing left that can't meet, and that's Kerry can't play Louth. So we'll
perfect.
That if it arises.
Okay, yeah. So who have we out first, Jarlath, please?
Donegal.
So Donegal.
And Donegal have been drawn to play
Ulster champions,
the wee county of Louth.
So Donegal against Louth. I have to apologise to the many Louth people who have been in touch with me over the last 24 hours. They weren't looking for Donegal, Fergal, but they've got them.
Kerry.
And Kerry are up next.
And our final team out of the draw. It's going to be a very interesting clash. It's going to be Kerry against Derry.
Thank you, gentlemen. Just to recap on all of that, we've Armagh against Roscommon, Dublin and Galway, Donegal, Louth, Kerry and Derry. Fergal, when will these games take place?
So these games will take place, two of them next Saturday in Croke Park, two of them next Sunday. The CCC will meet later on today and we'll...
Do we know times?
We will confirm times later on today.
Okay. And can I ask you about semi-finals? So once these quarterfinals take place, will there be a draw for an All-Ireland semi-final?
There may be. It'll come down to whether teams have met each other or not earlier in the championship. So we'll know that on Sunday evening. We know.
And if there is a draw, when will that take place?
If there is a draw, it'll take place live on the Sunday game next Sunday evening, directly
television.
After the final quarter-final on television, yes.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, Jarlath Burns, what do you make of that draw? I know you're the GAA president, but you have moonlighted as a pundit. You even were on the Sunday game for a season, weren't you? What do you make of it all?
Well, you're talking teams on the left have had the 2-week break, which is massive. Armagh, Dublin, Donegal and Kerry. The teams on the right are coming in with a lot of momentum now. So Roscommon going to Omagh and beating Tyrone. I mean, the amount of emotion there was in the field after that game was immense. Galway then beating Monaghan. Galway will feel that probably that they let the Armagh game pass them by 5 points up with the wind, put two or three into the goalkeeper's hands. Armagh came back heroically in that game and drew with them, which left Armagh with the extra week. We all know what happened with Louth and Cork. I mean, Louth under Gerard Brennan have been fantastic, and it really shows that the league is a fantastic competition for developing teams. And the amount of emotion that there was in Inniskeen yesterday, which is a lovely club ground as well, and they will really fancy the chances against Donegal. That's the first time those two teams have ever played in the history of the championship, which is an incredible statistic. And then Kerry against Derry. Now, Derry beating Mayo, you're just wondering. I mean, I watched that game on Saturday night, Conor Glass putting over that point to level it. Will the extra time and penalties, will that extra time, it's already hard enough on teams playing that the week, then the extra time, you just wonder how much that's going to take out of Derry. And now Mayo have the full box set of horrendous ways to lose matches, being beaten by points in the All-Ireland final, and then been, you know, drawing against Dublin with that last gasp fist over the bar by Cormac Costello, and then almost beating Derry and then losing in penalties. They're in the Armagh club of how to lose matches in penalties.
Yeah, tough, isn't it? So tough. Can I ask you about Louth? They've obviously played on the Sunday, and maybe this is one for you, Fergal. Will they be given the extra day? So is it possible that we might see them play next Sunday?
They won't have it as of right, Darren, but listen, we'll take it into consideration when we're finalising the fixtures.
Okay,
there's a lot of things that come into various requests from counties, etc., that have to be considered. So.
Yeah. Jarlath, we've had your pleasure of your company for the last couple of weeks here on Morning Ireland, and I was out and about on Friday, and I was collared by a Mayo man, speaking of Mayo, and he said, will you ask Jarlath Burns, is he serious about the possibility of the All-Ireland Finals being pushed out to September again? He said that is the one thing he would love to see again. He thinks this is a chap who has followed Armagh football, or Armagh Mayo football for decades, and he's travelled near and far and even abroad to see them play. And he said it's the one thing, the tradition of having All-Ireland Football Finals in September, he would love to see that come back.
And that is a very valid request, Darren. A lot of people who speak to me ask me about that as well. It all comes back to what we view the championship is about, and where we link the county championship with the club championship. So if you look at the genuine dual counties like Cork and like Galway and like Tipperary and Dublin and all of these counties that are genuine dual counties, Wexford, they need at least 14 weeks to run off their club championships. So if you can find 14 weeks in the year to allow a county to run off its club championship, well, then it's a possibility. But I honestly don't know how we can do that. And for years and years, the GAA faced criticism that we were not in touch with the grassroots, that the clubs were really suffering as a result of the county inter-county championships. This is what it looks like whenever you prioritise clubs or give clubs equal billing. Now, we don't really have a split season, because I know in most counties, in my own county, Armagh have played 11 league matches so far, so it's going on without the county players. But if you want to be really fair to club players, and remember, 7 years ago, our club players were so up in arms about the way they were being treated that they actually set up a group called the Club Players Association to try and do something about it. All club players want is certainty that whenever a championship game is fixed, it'll be played on that date. This is what we have given them. But all of these things come with consequences. The final thing I say is that myself and Fergal have been around all the four provinces in the last 2 weeks. We've taken the views of all of the delegates that were there, some fantastic debates. Fergal has done a report on it. We're going to go to Ard Corlea with it now. And the process will start again for looking at how we can do this maybe in a better way next
year. Is there a timeline on that, Jarlath?
Fergal?
We'll be discussing with counties over the coming weeks and months, and we'll have a better idea probably around the November or Corlea meeting where we want to go.
Okay. Jarlath Burns, Fergal McGill, thanks for giving us the great pleasure of hosting this draw for the last 3 weeks, and good luck for the rest of the season. Before I go, just some sports headlines. In the soccer, Scotland have been knocked out of the Euros, a dramatic 1-0 defeat to Hungary. The winner coming after a very lengthy period of injury time. The Scots had a big claim for a penalty there as well, but the referee didn't award it and VAR did not intervene. Padraig Harrington won the Dick Sporting Goods Open in New York. It's a third win in this tournament in a row for Padraig Harrington. Finished one shot clear of Mike Weir. Shane Lowry finished inside the top 10 of the Travellers. And Seamus Power tied 20th. Scotty Scheffler won that one outright. Tom McKibben, 6th in the KLM Open. Leona Maguire, 24th at the Women's PGA Championship. And Max Verstappen met at 7 wins from 10 races this year. He won the Spanish Grand Prix. And Callum Devine won the Donegal International Rally for a second year in a row.